This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Chris, and Michelle.
An American journalist is an accused spy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Evan Gershkovich remains behind bars 23 hours a day.
He's managing the best way he can in the tiny space.
His mother, Ella. President Biden just put out a statement, journalism is not a crime. Gershkovich is illegally detained, and he will continue working every day to secure his release.
On March 28, 2023, Gershkovich published an article titled, Russia's Economy is Starting to Come Undone. The next day, he was detained on espionage charges. Since then, his pretrial detention has been extended several times. Just this week, a Russian court ordered him to stay in prison for another 3 months.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, there will be a memorial march today for murdered New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Former President Trump attended the wake, then told Fox's Brian Kilmeade.
It's happening more and more, and it's really a lack of respect for law and order, and we have to have law and order back in our country, and we're going to.
Diller was shot and killed Monday at a traffic stop. The accused gunman has been charged with murder. President Biden was also in New York, and so were ex-presidents Clinton and Obama, helping raise a record $26 million for the Biden campaign at Radio City Music Hall while outside. Hundreds of protesters gathered, angry over the president's support of Israel in the war in Gaza, calling it genocide.
There are also four separate interruptions during this event, and it represents a real ongoing problem for the Democratic Party. They have allegedly been trying to vet attendees to prevent outbursts at Biden events, but they couldn't do it for this big one-of-a-kind event.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. Israel apparently went on the attack in Syria, which claims airstrikes killed 42 people in the city of Aleppo. A British-based human rights group reports Israel targeted Hezbollah missile storage. That terror group has been attacking Israel from Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
House Republicans are still considering impeaching President Biden over alleged involvement he denies in Biden family overseas business dealings. They've already impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, blaming him for record illegal immigration, and so...
For just the second time ever and the first time in nearly 150 years, the Senate will consider whether to convict and remove a cabinet secretary from office. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will formally send over two articles of impeachment to the Senate on April 10th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to swear in senators as jurors the next day, though whether there will be a full trial is not yet known. Senate leaders could move to refer the two articles to a committee or even call a vote to dismiss the impeachment counts. House Republicans narrowly impeached Mayorkas in February, arguing the cabinet secretary willfully refused to follow federal immigration laws. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's quiet on Wall Street. There'll be no Good Friday trading after the Dow and the S&P 500 closed out the quarter at record highs. There are now just a dozen teams left in the NCAA college basketball men's tournament.
The North Carolina Tar Heels, who were the number one seed of the West region, had their season ended last night in Los Angeles, where the fourth-seeded Alabama Crimson Tide scored an 89-87 victory to advance to the Elite Eight against sixth-seed Clemson, which knocked out number two-seed Arizona, 77-72. The defending champion UConn Huskies slam-dunked San Diego State in a rematch of last season's title game, UConn 82, San Diego State 52. UConn will play Illinois in the East Regional Final tomorrow. The Illini, seeded third, took out two-seed Iowa State, 72-69.
Fox's Jared Max. There'll be four more games today, and the women's tournament also resumes. It's opening day for the last four Major League Baseball teams that haven't played yet. Milwaukee against the New York Mets, Philadelphia versus the Atlanta Braves. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A new report says most Illinois school districts facing a serious teacher shortage. Report comes from the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. It shows 93% of schools that were surveyed are facing a shortage of substitute teachers. Also says 88% of the schools surveyed received five or fewer applications for a position, and more than 70% say half of the applicants for jobs don't have proper credentials. Well, as the Bears and White Sox explore new stadium options, both expected to seek public financing. Former Governor Pat Quinn thinks taxpayers should have more say in the matter. He filed an ordinance with the city clerk this week asking the council to put a referendum on the November ballot. Caterpillar celebrating the 75th anniversary of its proving grounds in Washington, Illinois. Some 400 are employed at its proving grounds where Caterpillars test some of the biggest construction machines in the industry. Caterpillar celebrated the anniversary yesterday at its facility. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
It's about 12:30, going on 1.
Yes.
When I got to bed.
Right.
But it was well worth it.
Elite Eight, baby.
Yeah, not easy to get here. It's been since 05, that incredible Darren Williams, D. Brown team.
Yes.
And we're back after a long hiatus, and Brad Underwood went in with the Super Soaker with his shirt off.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And then Brad Anderson on Facebook has now called it March Bradness.
March Bradness.
There we go.
I love that. Go, Illini.
Well, Mr. Greg Solye, I'm not sure you were up that late with your early morning work on weather.
No. I hung in there as best I could. But, yeah, that would be just, you know, might as well not go to bed then.
It is our meteorologist, Greg Solye, with our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, they're always looking for good members of the team. If you're concerned about the health of the community, all you need to do is get in that supportive environment and learn more at carl.org/careers.
Well, it's Good Friday. This is the most important weekend for Christians as the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're going to talk to Monsignor Mark Meridian coming up bottom of the hour. We start with our meteorologist, Greg Solye, and it's Easter weekend. What do we have on our weather, Mr. Weatherman?
That's right. Moving on through that Triduum scenario here for folks in the faith business. And overall, the weather pattern is, I guess, a good one from a temperature standpoint. May have to keep an eye on plans B and C if you're going to be out and about. Still maybe introducing now a little raindrop or two or a brief shower even on Sunday morning. But temperatures in the afternoon here through the holiday weekend in tip-top shape and a pretty dynamic feature that winds things out of here by early on next week. So no shortage of rainfall and the recharge process here before we get into the soils to work them for the spring planting season is getting back underway. Out the door this morning, pretty easy to take morning. Some high mid-level cloud overhead, fair amount of sunshine. Otherwise, in 37 degrees on a light northeast wind over at Willamette Savoy, 35 over at Danville, 38 at Rantoul, 34 Bloomington Normal. Will warm to about 67 this afternoon. That's a little above about 10 above average on a light southeast to south wind this morning. Pick it up from the south west this afternoon. Maybe a stray shower this evening and even a couple of gusty thunderstorms by midnight scattered across the area. Low down to 55. Tomorrow, breezy, mild, partly sunny, and a shower thunderstorm in spots for the afternoon hours, but we'll get to 70 on a healthy southwest to west wind. Back down cooler in the 40s tomorrow night and a little bit cooler for Easter Sunday. Maybe a shower round in the morning and then widely scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon and towards evening time in particular. High near 64. More rain here and some pretty goodly rains at that. Monday at 68. Morning rain Tuesday turns cooler. We're stuck largely in the 40s during the day. Even a snow shower come Wednesday morning behind this weather system, behind the upper 40s. We'll cycle back through the 50s to near 60 the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solye.
Well, we got off to a great start last night. Illinois jumped out 5-0, was maybe even 8-0.
It was 8-0.
8-0, 8-2, and then held a 10-point lead at half. Could have been 18.
Right.
Could not make free throws.
Right.
And just so everybody knows, and I know you do, you miss 14 free throws in an elite big-time basket. You don't generally win. And somehow we plowed through and grinded out a 72-69 win over Iowa State. Very good basketball team. But by the halfway through the first half, I said, we're better.
Yeah.
I thought Iowa State might be better. No, we were better.
I know.
Better basketball team.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of lucky breaks. Iowa State I felt like they missed some key shots.
Well, we missed
them. That could have changed the momentum.
But we missed some wide open looks, too.
And the free throws, like you said.
Well, I mean, it was our defense. You know, Iowa State, I thought, just were forced into hard shots. And we rebounded. We out-rebounded them. Our turnovers were 12. I thought our number had to be under 11 or 12. Yeah, to beat them. And one of the guys on the broadcast said, if Iowa State can't get 14, 15, 18 turnovers, they're not going to win. That's what they do.
Okay.
And so they got a number of those breakaways. They missed a layup that would have tied it. Woo! They never did get it tied. I mean, they never led in the game. This is a team that they beat Houston twice. Houston's a one, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very good team. And so Illinois wins and advances to the Elite Eight for the first time since 05. And then we lost an Elite Eight game, I think, in 2001 with Bill Self when we lost to Arizona when they shot all those free throws. And then after that, before that, it was, flying Illini.
Right. So, we have UConn tomorrow with a 509 tip. Comments coming in. Of course, love hearing from our Illini Nation at 359-2255 with Don commenting, UConn is due for a so-so game. If the Illini can keep it close, we have a chance. Practice your free throws today.
Okay. Here's what a UConn fan said last night.
Okay.
This was Illinois, and I think we were playing, obviously, very well. And this comes from Derek Piper. But here's UConn, who's won 9 straight NCAA basketball games, and nobody has come within 13, right? So this is the monster.
Okay.
So who's going to possibly... So here's what the UConn fan said last night. Derek Piper heard him talking to another UConn fan, and I quote, "Dude, we don't want Illinois. We don't want Illinois at all." So, at least respect from a fan from UConn.
That's right.
Because, dude, UConn's the man.
That's right.
And nobody outside of the orange and blue, nobody in America will pick us. Nobody's going to pick us tomorrow. The line started at 7.5. And it's now up to 8.5, meaning UConn's supposed to win by 9 points or more.
Right.
And people are betting if the line goes up in that direction, could very well get to 10. That means everybody's betting on UConn.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectation is zero outside the fan, the inner circle. The orange and blue all over the world, we can do it. Outside of that, no. So you're going into it as David and Goliath kind of a thing, where the basketball world will pick UConn. And maybe for right, so they're dominating.
Yeah.
They beat a very good San Diego State by 30.
Right.
What was that?
Well, and that was kind of a rematch from last year's championship game, right?
Yeah, well, UConn won again.
Uh-huh.
All right, Brad Underwood, after the game and after the Super Soaker event.
Well, I thought that was what a Sweet 16 game would look like. It was pretty much what I expected. My hat's off to TJ and Iowa State. What an incredible year. When you face the number one defense, you know they're not number one because they're soft or lack effort. I felt really good at half. We missed 102 free throws, I think, and some wide open shots, and we were up 10. So I thought our defense was really, really good, but I also knew they would come out and punch and or counterpunch, and they did that. Unique night having Coleman in foul trouble for certain parts of the game, and then having TJ in foul trouble. I loved our resiliency playing through those moments, especially without TJ on the court. We had a pretty long segment with actually TJ and Coleman out, but we made plays when we had to down the stretch. We got a couple stops when we had to. And, I'm super excited and proud. We didn't come here to win one game. We came here to win two and to advance to the Elite Eight is special. And we got a great challenge. We'll dive into them sometime about 3 a.m. when we get back and be ready to go for UConn on Saturday.
Yep. So,
excited.
Yep, and we are all excited, Coach, in this incredible run. And so Illinois takes on the defending champion. And you're really the national champion until somebody beats you.
Right.
And right now, nobody has defeated UConn. And so I think you go into it as a nice position. You're playing great. You're tough. You missed 14 free throws and won a Sweet 16 game. And you'll have to play, obviously, on all cylinders. There are two fouls out of the four on Terrence Shannon. I did not agree with.
Right.
Diving for the basketball, very questionable calls that really put us in a bind.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. It's Illinois-UConn 5:09 Central Time tomorrow, and I doubt if you'll be watching because you'll be busy, but you know.
Alabama takes down UNC.
Yeah, that's a shock. And I know anybody have Clemson anywhere in their pool? Clemson
77-72 over Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona's gone. My bracket on that end is empty. I have zero left. I did not have Clemson or Alabama in to play for a Final Four spot. So you have a 1 in UConn, a 3 in Illinois, a 4 in Alabama, and a 6 in Clemson. All right, Cardinals opened yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Oh, brother.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Victor Scott II made his Major League debut, got on an error, and picked up his first Major League stolen base. Paul Goldschmidt had a 3-for-4 day. Unfortunately, he had the only hits for the Cardinals as the Dodgers won 7-1.
Tyler Glasnow pitched very well for the Dodgers in picking up the victory. And the top of the Dodgers lineup, which we all know is going to be good, they were better than good yesterday with Mookie Betts homering, Freddie Freeman homering, and picking up an awful lot of hits, including Ohtani, who had a good day.
But Miles Michaelis just did not have the start he wanted. Tyler Glasnow did.
Too many walks, too, for the Cardinals pitching staff that actually resulted in runs as well.
And one of the bright spots, Matthew Liberatore had a very fast eighth inning.
And he looked sharp, too, throwing 97 miles an hour and showing his good curveball.
We'll be on the air tonight from Dodger Stadium at 8:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 9 o'clock. Zach Thompson will be opposed by Bobby Miller, and we hope you'll join us. The Dodgers won yesterday 7-1.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
And the Cubs lost to Texas. That final was 8-6.
Texas got one in the bottom of the ninth to tie because the Cubs had scored one in the top of the ninth. And then Texas got one in the bottom and then scored in the 10th to win.
Right.
10 innings, a good game.
I think it was 4-3.
4-3 was the final.
And final in 10 innings.
10 innings, right.
So, and then Detroit ended up beating the Chicago White Sox, another local favorite. Hey, our Fighting Illini women are moving on.
Yes.
They beat Tulsa 69-61. I'm so proud of Shauna Green and her team for winning in the semifinals. And next up will
be the quarterfinals. Right.
And then they've got the Final Four in Indy Monday, 4 o'clock start against either Washington State or Toledo.
WBIT is the name of this tournament.
Yes, so Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament.
Women's Basketball Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Check your weather, brought to you by Urbana Park District.
They remind you they've got an open gym for volleyball later on tonight. They've got activities for seniors 50 and up. Lots of great things coming into the weekend, the Sunday morning bird walk, urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn, and this Saturday, some milder days ahead, but wetter as well as we move on through this Easter holiday weekend, and in particular, by early next week, a partly sunny day's worth of weather, about 67 this afternoon. That'll run about 10 degrees above average with the southeast to south winds on the increase as the day progresses across the area. There may be a stray shower this evening, then scattered showers, thunderstorms by midnight, bottoming out at around 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, mild, a shower, thunderstorm response for the morning, and a high around 70 degrees. Then we'll get into some showers and thunderstorms here as we move on through late tomorrow night into Easter Sunday, in particular Easter Sunday afternoon, but still can't rule out a couple of raindrops around for the morning hours. We'll be down in the 40s here for tomorrow night, 45 to 50 Easter Sunday morning early on, then a high near 64. Showers and thunderstorms, 68 on Monday. Tuesday, more rain, temperatures in the 40s there, and the shower activity winds out on Wednesday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Orsius, Greg Solvier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The markets are closed today for Good Friday, though Wall Street will be reacting today to a new reading on inflation, the PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, for February. Sales of RVs have slumped since demand jumped in the pandemic. Winnebago says the decline is likely temporary, though the economy is uncertain, so it's unclear when they will fully recover. The Wall Street Journal says Winnebago has been making some changes to boost sales and its profit. It's been selling more affordable towable trailers, and it's looking for ways to cut costs in its supply chain. MarketWatch is reporting the interest rate on a Lowe's credit card is now as high as 31.99%. The card's provided by Synchrony. Store cards typically have higher interest rates than bank cards. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosova, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
What is most important to you in your life? This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients like you realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards checking and cash back that gives you debit card purchases and cash back with no service fees or balance requirements. You simply need to have 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cash back checking and learn more at any branch or FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
And it's the Fisher National Bank text line this morning. You want to text in 217-359-2255. Observations from Illinois' wonderful victory last night. We did not play our best. We did not make free throws, and we still won. Whew. All right, so UConn is the man, right? I mean, they're the team to beat, and we got them coming up 5:09 tomorrow. You probably didn't hear the press conference because that was after midnight. So here's some of the press conference last night after Illinois defeats Iowa State in a Sweet 16 matchup.
Thank you. Right here in front.
Zach Brazilian, New York Post. Brett, Terrence was out for about, I guess, 6 minutes there. Comes back in with 5 minutes left. Immediately hits a three. Has the steal late. What did you just think, especially for a guy when you sit there, you can get cold. What did you just think of how he closed that game out for you?
Well, again, and
people who know Terrence know what a great, great competitor he is, and how he's he loves to win at everything. And you know, to do that cold, you know, shows he stayed in the game mentally. He was always cheering and excited in the timeouts and on the bench. So he was dialed in mentally, and you know, that's not an easy thing to do, is step in and bury a three, and it was a big one. And I debated whether to put him in that early. I usually try to wait till the under four, but you're in the Sweet 16, so you got to roll with your dudes.
If you fell asleep or didn't, the second half, Terrence started the second half, got a late second foul in the first half to have two fouls at half. And then he got bang, bang, both by the Big Ten referee, I might add. Mm-hmm. We were diving. Terrence was diving for a loose ball and got two fouls called on him. Very questionable. I think running through the screen for his fourth was a foul. But the other two were like, really? In this game, that's just going for the ball. So that's what Brad's reference goes. It changed the whole dynamic of the second half. Because he had to sit at 10 and a half minutes and came back at like 5 minutes. So it was a long spell without America's best offensive player. Mm-hmm. Is essentially what everybody called him.
Yeah,
and then the steal was great timing.
Well, the steal was with a minute to go. We're up four. They had the ball. Terrence Shannon made the same steal in the first half when he dunked. Did the exact same thing to give us a 6-point lead in a minute to go. That'll be one of those iconic D Brown stealing the ball and layup against Arizona. That's going to be in the reel for a long time.
Yeah.
And Terrence Shannon getting 29, and he wasn't very good at the free throw line, and he always is. I don't know if you heard Luke Goody on the show when he was on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not going to lie, the rims are tight.
Wow.
That means they're not a lot of – and you saw Iowa State struggle.
Yeah.
And so they're just – soft rims are when they kind of give to a bounce and kind of roll.
Okay.
Hard rims are clang. It can get a lot of clang, and they're tight.
I never really thought about that. Luke with 8 points, two threes, two key free throws.
Now, keep in
under
mind,
2 minutes to play.
He's shooting 61% at the free throw line, which is like 20% lower than he ought to be. And to step up under pressure and make two were gigantic. And Luke Goody will come out of the pile with a ball, too.
That's right.
He gets some tough rebounds.
He gets after it.
It was great timing as well.
Right here, front right.
Brian Teague, CEO of Some Sports. This question is for Brad. Brad, when you just have a player like Coleman just getting it done on both ends of the...
Coleman Hawkins was tough. He was good. He just did a lot, and then he didn't have one single turnover. So kudos to Coleman Hawkins.
Floor, can you just talk about the impact it does for the team?
Yeah, I mean, his versatility allows us to do so much. I mean, he made plays off the bounce tonight. You know, we put him into our pistol action. You know, I think he found Luke for a skip. I think it's matchup based when we really like that. They rotated a double at him. You know, he's got the ability to shoot threes. I wish he'd shoot more of them. Some a little closer to the line, but. but, you know, and then what he does on the defensive side is, you know, kind of the quarterback of our defense from back there. So his intelligence, his toughness, his savvy, and then his versatility all have allowed him to have a great, great seniors campaign.
I'll get some more as we go. We got plenty of a press conference from last night. And, again, as I mentioned, Brad did the Super Soaker, and everybody was ready because they had their own. So somebody armed them up. So it was a pretty wet-looking locker room. But Brad went in topless. So looked like something out of, I don't know, Top Gun.
Right.
Played a little volleyball on the beach.
He was ready.
Yeah.
So fun to see everything happening in Boston. And we're Elite Eight. So this should be a great game tomorrow against UConn with a 5:09 tip.
Again, pressure is on UConn. Can you imagine if Illinois were to be, that's 24-20, Illinois.
Yep.
UConn's got the pressure. We're not supposed to win, but we could.
I happened to drive by the State Farm Center. They had a double viewing party.
Yeah.
And with Illinois beating Tulsa 69-61, hearing that they put on some of that UConn game. UConn, of course, came out on top 82-52 over San Diego State. And then getting into our Illini game. Yeah. What a good time for Illini Nation.
Well, it was a great movie because had we lost, obviously very disappointing because we had control of the game and Iowa State did not lead one time in that game. Unbelievable. Illinois wins again tomorrow, 5:09. Brother Johnny on this Friday, Monsignor Mark Meridian talking Easter next.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare. I see patients in some of the clinics that we are now opening, including in Urbana, Forsyth, Pontiac, Bloomington, and eventually Lincoln, and doing deliveries for women in Bloomington at OSF Healthcare there. Being a nurse midwife today is seeing women through all of their life. So seeing women, you know, pre-puberty through menopause, specializing in pregnant women and providing prenatal care, and then getting to deliver babies at the hospital setting with our patients that we've, you know, established the relationship with throughout their pregnancy. Yeah, I feel like one of the big misconceptions with midwives is that we don't deliver in a hospital setting and that we don't support pain management, which is not true. We deliver babies at the hospital setting, and we support women in any way that they choose to have their babies. So whether that be with an epidural, without an epidural, we're there to support no matter what they decide and kind of just help their labor be what they want it to look like.
I'm CJ Papa. 1 year in a Russian prison for Emma Gershkovich. His mom, Ella, speaking to the Wall Street Journal.
He's managing the best way he can.
Fox's Benjamin Hall.
And Vladimir Putin has shown over the last few years that he can pick up Americans and he suffers no consequences for it. Now, Evan's also being held because he's a journalist and he was doing exactly what journalists do. He was in Russia, he was reporting for the Wall Street Journal, and he had been critical of Russia while doing so. And for those reasons, he was arrested a year ago in the city of Yekaterinburg.
President Biden releasing a statement today telling his parents never give up hope, and he's working every day to secure his release. Protesters outside Radio City Music Hall in Midtown Manhattan did not stop President Biden from hauling in a reported $26 million as a fundraiser last night that included former Presidents Obama and Clinton and many big-name celebrities. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Lawmakers in Springfield have begun debating the latest plan to pay some people in Illinois a guaranteed income. Legislation would create a $1,000 per month guaranteed income program. Money would go to anyone, even those people who are in Illinois illegally. Advocates say the money is necessary because of inflation. Critics say guaranteed income programs in the past have helped people buy new things but have never helped them leave poverty. Today at 11 a.m., Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski will convene her Agriculture Advisory Council for a farm bill listening session at the Livingston Center in Monticello. Budzinski serves on the House Committee on Agriculture, which is tasked with drafting the next farm bill. Schools across Illinois making plans for next month's solar eclipse. In Carbondale at Southern Illinois University, which is in the path of the totality for the eclipse, classes canceled on April 8th.
Again, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Ben in this vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. Not too bad on temperatures over the Easter holiday weekend, but getting increasingly wet as well across the area, particularly by Monday. In the meantime, no rain today. Partly sunny skies. Increasing south-southwesterly wind for the afternoon. 67. That's about 10 above average tonight. Windy powder with a stray shower this evening. Scattered showers, thunderstorms around by the midnight hour. A couple of stronger storms that can't be ruled out both tonight and over the course of the late weekend, early next week time frame. Down to 55 tonight, heading towards 70 tomorrow. The shower thunderstorm is possible for the morning. Southwestern westerly breezes. Cooler tomorrow night, lows to the 40s with some shower activity late. And then Easter Sunday, shower chance now back in early, more likely later in the day with a high up to 64. Widespread showers and thunderstorms, 68 on Monday. Tuesday, cooler near 50 for the high with rain in the morning. Temperatures in the 40s on Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Oh, Friday at this time. By the way, I'm sorry I don't know the gentleman's name who stopped me at Walmart to talk Illinois basketball. He works at the Urbana Post Office. He said he's going to be listening for Brother Johnny to see if we're talking Illinois. And I said, are you going to stay up? He said, yeah. I think we all stayed up. We were a little groggy this morning with the lack of sleep. Brother Johnny is in Orlando this morning. Johnny!
Yeah, and I wish you hadn't woke me up this early, Stevie. I was dreaming Illinois was in the Elite Eight.
Woo!
It's not a dream, baby. It's a reality.
It's a reality now. 72
like 69. A dream come true. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, joining us now, we have him on once or twice a year, Monsignor Mark Meridian, pastor of the three Ottawa Catholic parishes, lucky parishes, was at St. Matthew's for a number of years, 13 years, and just a conduit to God, Monsignor Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning, you guys. How are you all?
Well, we're fine, Brother Johnny in Orlando.
And Mark, we already got a text in saying, hello, Monsignor Mark from Rick and Mary.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Well,
great to hear, everyone.
It's just great to have you on. It's Good Friday. We want to talk about the weekend and the resurrection of Jesus, the most important, I would guess, Christian holiday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we wouldn't celebrate Christmas if we didn't believe in the resurrection. But I was with Monsignor back when you were a father. Mm-hmm. I said, Monsignor, I got a lot of questions. And you said, I have the answers because my answers come from God. And I said, wow.
Those were in my younger days. You know, sometimes you don't always think about what you say.
No, I thought it was very reassuring, and exactly. you have had great impact, and you always deflect to the Lord, and that you're just there to help facilitate and things like that. You're yes. a very humble person, and obviously wonderful at what you do. We miss you in Champaign County, mm-hmm. and we miss you in this area, but I'm happy for the people up in near Chillicothe. You're from Chillicothe, from in the Ottawa area. Okay, it's Good Friday.
I'm kind of in the backyard of my old stomping ground, it's good to be near.
Yeah, I bet, and I'm sure.
And Monsignor, I got to tell you that what you say is probably closer to coming from God than most other people we know. So keep that up.
All right, thanks. Hey, we'll do that together.
I'll put a little background music, a little hymns and things in the background here as we talk. This is the day that Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus in the garden, and here come the Romans, and they take him, and they go through that horrific, horrific event of the crucifixion. I wonder, Monsignor, if we truly know how horrific it is, or it's been watered down. This was a brutal way to die, the crucifixion, was it not?
It was. And Jesus, because he was accused of treason, received even a greater punishment than most other criminals would have received. And the Romans were very precise at their crucifixion policies or plans. But because there was a lot of anger against the Lord from ruling leaders at the time, you know, Pilate acquiesced and had that done, even though he was told in a dream by his wife that he should not crucify Jesus.
But it was so go ahead, Johnny.
I was just going to say, you know, there have been a lot of great men and women who've died for their faith, but Jesus is the only one who died for his faith when he didn't have to. Even on the cross, he could have stopped it then. He did this. We think of that as a crime, Monsignor, but it's actually the greatest gift man, not just Christians, man has gotten, because it's for everyone.
Right.
And that's what we're celebrating this weekend.
Yeah, amen. That is so true. I'm reading right now a really good book by Thomas McGovern, a friend of mine. He's a physician, and it's What Christ Suffered, A Doctor's Journey Through the Passion. And I'm reading it this week. And it's just a fascinating study. There was a book that was written in 1950, A Doctor's Journey at a Doctor at Calvary. And it was really another book that really there were watershed moments about the physical suffering that Jesus endured during his crucifixion.
But, I mean, it was divine in a way that he even was able to survive it consciously. Most humans would have collapsed way earlier after the whipping or what, and then to carry the cross. How is he not collapsed on the ground unconscious,
right,
half dead even then?
Well,
right.
The important thing about that whole thing was, as prophecy said, no bone would be broken. There was no broken bones in the whole thing. And then he was, of course, he was put in the tomb, and then the great news, Easter morning, he was up. And he did all that. You know, he did that for us, CD, and he did it willingly. And he walked right into it. You know the story. And that's why we really do celebrate, because that's our gift of eternal life. And now we can be with God, because without Jesus, we're not going to make it.
God, I think, gave him the strength. You know, doing the Father's will is always the strength that sustains us. And it did that for Jesus, even though humanly, it was impossible for him to continue that journey. He knew that he wanted to make that journey for love of us. And love is a very strong and impelling factor for anyone to do very amazing things.
Monsignor,
no
as a
love, Go ahead, Diane.
As a Catholic, you know, growing up, I went to the Teens Encounter Christ that was encouraged by Robert Imony. He's such a great Catholic in our area that really set the foundation for many of us Catholics in our youth. And I always had that vision of when I sin, of the nail going into Christ's hands. And it was such a visual impact in me. And it's really on Good Friday that I focus on my sin and the forgiveness that I get on Good Friday, which I guess is kind of why we call it Good Friday, even though it's a horrible crimes against our Lord.
Yeah, it's just like what Brother John said, you know, Jesus did this willingly and lovingly for us. So we don't want to sin. We don't want to offend the Lord Jesus by choosing ourselves over others or over God. But Jesus obviously took that upon himself so that we could go free. You know?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing that we need to remember.
When we do sin, he made it up for us because we can't. Right. And he did. He said, you need to do the best you can, I guess, that's one thing. But we are going to fall short. But with Jesus, we made it.
Yeah. Monsignor Mark Meridian has joined us talking Good Friday and Easter weekend. So he's put in the tomb. You know, Mary goes to the grave, rolled away. I guess the original question I had in my mind is why the beat down of Christians when it's the only religion known to man whose number one tenet is forgiveness? And if it's supposed to be, and I know we're imperfect and everything, and people have met bad Christians and they'll never go to church again, all these other things, but the tenets of it all is love and it's forgiveness. And so why are we beheading Christians around the world for that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And trying to even displace and replace even Easter. You know, they're trying to, the atheists are trying to make a secular holiday to replace Easter nationally. Mm-hmm. So it makes no sense to me because the very things that we, this is what the early Christians dealt with, though. They were considered not even part of the world because of what they believed was so foreign to everyone else. And yet it was based on love and forgiveness. They prayed differently. They partied differently. They lived in marriage faithfully. They did all of these things that the Lord called them to do. And they were persecuted for that. And, you know, that's just the reality, I think, of where we're at. But yet, love is going to triumph. And that's what we need to remember.
And I think God's plan for us is love and to enjoy the gift of life. But I think, Steve, in my view, I'm afraid there is a dark side. And there's somebody that wants to wreck that plan. And that guy works every day. And that's why you hear us being attacked, because they're getting influenced, just like in the Garden of Eden. I guess you go back to them. And so you have to try to follow God and listen to Monsignor when he talks, because he's going to lead you right.
Hey, Monsignor, when people are screaming at each other, and we have so much vitriol and true hate going on in America, and having read Revelations... I mean, we're not close, right? We're not close, are we?
I mean,
come on. I mean, wow. There's a lot going on out there that isn't very good.
Right.
Yeah, and the devil is always trying to take us away from the way of the Lord, because the devil is the absence of good. You know, I read this definition, joy is living life well as God intended. You know, joy is living life well as God intended. So when we do that, we will be filled with joy, and we will help others to do the same. But sometimes people want to choose their own way of life, and that's why we have to be that example for them.
We need each other. We need church. We need Mass.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be there. And what would you tell people that really don't go? Maybe they're Christmas and Easter people, or maybe they're just unsure. Father Monsignor, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, give God the chance once again. Let God speak to your heart. Let him change your heart, so that you can know love and know that God loves you so much he died to take away your sins and sins of all people of the world. Let God in once again. Give him a chance.
So,
and Monsignor, I would tell people, the ones, and sometimes people kind of have this, well, they just come on Easter. I would say, go on Easter. That's great. It's a great start. Mm-hmm. Go. It's Easter. Give it, like you said, give it another shot. It's a great time to go. Everybody else will be there.
And when you wake up with a peace that transcends all understanding, it is unbelievable, and I wish everyone would feel that. I really, really do. because it's amazing.
Yeah, and that's why just looking at a crucifix and just say, this is how much my God loves me. You know, he opened his arms completely so that all people could come to the Lord Jesus. And that's how much the Lord wants to give us that love.
And having that connection in your church community, and it's open in any neighborhood, anywhere, all over the world. And even if you're not Christian, just to experience what's happening or to take your kids and start to be more connected is something that I like to talk to people who aren't regular churchgoers, because this could be the answer to a lot of the mental health concerns that we have.
Oh, my gosh. By all means.
Totally mental health concerns. Yeah. Amen.
So around the Holy Land right now, Mark, a lot of people, Monsignor Mark, we always have people make their pilgrimage around Holy Week. Is that still happening? Are we able to? What's happening in Jerusalem?
Yeah, right now there's really a denial of letting people go because of the concern for their safety. So a lot of trips are canceled, and the Holy Land is very much without any type of support and assistance. And the people of the Holy Land, in particular the Christians, really depend upon tourism to support their vocation and their ministry. So, you know, I keep praying for peace every day for that land. I remember my dad used to say, well, they've been fighting there for 2,000 years. What's going to stop now? But we have to, you know, we have to pray for peace, and we have to be instruments of that peace so that there can be a change, there can be a difference.
Yeah.
So right now, so a lot of times, you know, we just had here in town, we had a movie that was shown walking in the footsteps of Jesus about the Holy Land. So at least people were able to enter into the times and the places where Jesus suffered and died for us. So even though they can't be there physically, there are many other ways to do that, especially through the internet.
I'll let you go in a minute, but my conclusion, I wasn't there, but I feel I know people, and we're inherently weak. And what the disciples did was pretty much scatter, except for John, who was with Mary under the cross. They scattered, and they were afraid because they were next. If Jesus didn't appear to them, there's no way a human would do what they did to spread the gospel without seeing Jesus after the death. There's no question. They wouldn't have had the strength to do that.
Right. Yeah, it's all divinely inspired. The Holy Spirit definitely was active in their lives. And when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, there was a power, you know, and even physically, you know, Father Robert Spitzer, watch anything on his, and he explains the amazing power of the resurrection, almost like a cataclysmic event that took place in the body of Christ, and that's what took place on the Shroud of Turin. But all of that gave them the courage and the strength to do what they need to do. And the same is true for us. When we're fearful or afraid, when we don't know where to turn, always turn to God, because God will give you the strength, but you got to put your trust in the Lord.
Johnny, I told you, Monsignor's very good. Very, very good.
No, it's great to hear your voice, Monsignor. Thank you for being on with us on this special week.
All of you too, huh?
Well, listen, we appreciate all the work you're doing, and again, you're going to deflect this, and that's fine, but the impact you've had in your life and your work has been significant, and so many people appreciate you, Monsignor. So,
oh, thanks so much. Really, I love chatting about the faith. I love chatting about the Lord Jesus.
Great having you on. Appreciate it. Happy Easter. Amen and happy Easter. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good Friday. Happy Easter to all of you.
Thank you. Monsignor Mark Meridian up there. Johnny, pretty good guy. I mean, really good guy. I really like him.
Great guy, man. No, that's great.
He was, I think everybody was really disappointed when he was reassigned.
Yes.
But it is near his original home. But we loved him in Champaign-Urbana.
And as we share on the show so much, and, you know, we contemplate a lot of topics that are very tough. At all, divine intervention and prayer is, to me, all we got to answer all these problems.
Well, and Johnny, you're doing your youth camps. You've kind of been, you're, after retirement, you've been pushing these camps with thousands of children involved, which I think is unbelievably great. I mean, wow, that's impact.
Yeah, man, just the gospel message, which leads to this weekend is where it all goes.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so UConn is an 8.5-point favorite, Johnny.
Okay. So we're pivoting now.
I take the 8.5 points. Let me tell you something. They've beaten Northwestern and Indiana, okay. And they did have a couple pretty good games against Marquette. But they don't play what we play, and they don't play late Big Ten teams very often. Northwestern didn't fare very well, but they were kind of falling off. I would say that they're probably not quite ready for us, because when we play a good team, a really good team like Iowa State that forces us to move that ball around, mm-hmm. we're a completely different basketball team. And we, as you know, Steve, haven't seen that as much as we would have liked. That kind of just motion with the ball and then finding the open guy. And I thought it was one of the better games last night. And when you can win a game and miss 15 free throws, you've just beat a team pretty bad.
Unbelievable. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And now I'm glad now that we won, I'm glad we did miss them, because we're probably not doing that again.
Yeah, right. So here's Derek Piper on with Lante every day, but he's been off because he's been with the team. He heard a UConn fan behind him near the front rows, a UConn fan watching Illinois. And here's what the UConn fan said, quote, told his friend, "Dude, we don't want Illinois. We don't want Illinois at all."
Well, no, I think he's right about that. And of course, I'm ecstatic because they're all in love with UConn. Oh, this team, yeah, they're going to repeat. That's what I want to hear. Okay, fine. We got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that with our physicality and quickness, it's just a matter of keeping that up. You got to make your shot. But I think we've got a very good chance to beat UConn. And I can tell you something else. I don't think anyone else is going to do it.
Yeah, right. I agree.
It's going to be us or nobody, which is too bad, because that puts, I'm telling you, we're in the top two. We're definitely a top four team right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that physicality and everything. But at this point, I think it's, hey, let's win it all. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to beat these guys.
Yeah, so, that's right. That's right. And so here, and so we got the top two offenses in America Saturday at 5:09. Top two offenses in America. So I presume this is an up and down game and a lot of points, right?
Well, I think we've got to make sure we don't have, you know, one of those bad series and the turnovers. I think we did pretty well last night, actually, considering who we were playing.
Right, right.
Because they lived off of turnovers.
Yeah.
And we did okay. The only thing, we just, for some reason, could not make a free throw. Yeah. And don't forget about a 5-point charge call. Demony Christmas.
Yeah, the charge on Coleman Hawkins was a poor call.
Poor isn't the word. So that's an add 5. We were probably a 15-point winner if you looked at the game.
Yeah.
To be fair, we were just in control of that basketball game.
Right.
So, well,
led the whole
and that
line.
Was a good, yeah. good team.
Well,
so
course,
I think 5 o'clock tomorrow.
5:09. 6:09. Are you back home? Are you back in Florida tomorrow?
I'll be back in your time zone. Do the fans have enough time to prepare for this? Look, I got to tell you that. It was in 2005 on Monday, Thursday we won, and then it was the Saturday before Easter where we beat Arizona in that 15-point comeback.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So, and yesterday, Alabama took down North Carolina. Clemson beat Arizona.
Wow.
I mean, there's been some great games.
Yeah.
Today we have North Carolina State and Marquette, then Gonzaga and Purdue, then Duke and Houston, and the late game is Creighton and Tennessee.
You know what's fun, though, Johnny? You can lay around today and say, yeah, I'm already in. How are these guys doing?
Yeah.
Now, wait, who's Purdue play?
They have Gonzaga. Don't sleep on Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. They're playing great. Man, they're 5.
Well,
they're
I like
good.
That the Jimmy Valvano,
NC State.
Because that story, NC State, when he, 30 years ago, where he won 5 games in a row to win his conference and then ran the table.
Wow.
And they're
that.
Still alive, and they're a handful.
Yeah,
they're
they
a
are.
Handful.
They
so
are.
Marquette has got their hands full, too. So it's always fun at this time of year, and I like that anyone, you know, there's just so many people that have a shot at it.
Yeah,
and,
so repeat what you said when I first called you. I'm sorry you woke me up. What'd you say?
I said I was dreaming that Illinois was in the Elite Eight.
Woo!
That dream has come true, baby.
Well, all right, safe travels home. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, before the game tomorrow. But, here we are. Unbelievable. A chance to go to the Final Four and beat the national champion. So let's get
all right.
Let's get them going.
Yeah, that's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Johnny.
Right.
Go Illini.
Thank you. Thanks,
Happy
Diane.
Easter.
Happy
Thank
Easter.
You. Brother Johnny down in, he's in Orlando this morning with the grandkids at Disney World. Our weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central at all in Champaign and in the vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. Not too bad on temperatures over the Easter holiday weekend, but getting increasingly wet as well across the area, particularly by Monday. In the meantime, no rain today. Partly sunny skies. Increasing south-southwesterly wind for the afternoon. 67. That's about 10 above average tonight. Windy powder with a stray shower this evening. The scattered showers, thunderstorms around by the midnight hour. A couple of stronger storms that can't be ruled out both tonight and over the course of the late weekend, early next week time frame. Down to 55 tonight, heading towards 70 tomorrow, with a shower thunderstorm in spots for the morning. Southwestern westerly breezes. Cooler tomorrow night, lows to the 40s, with some shower activity late, and then Easter Sunday, shower chance now back in early, more likely later in the day with a high up to 64. Widespread showers and thunderstorms, 68 on Monday. Tuesday, cooler, near 50 for the high, with rain in the morning. Temperatures in the 40s on Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus, Greg Solier.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Urbana Park District needs you this summer. Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is now open, and a few more lifeguards are needed. No experience, no problem. Aquatic staff will train you and get you certified. This is a great job for those 15 years of age or older and adults looking for a side gig or seasonal job. To apply, go to urbanaparks.org and fill out an application. If you have questions, call the Park District, 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Changes to the child tax credit. What you need to know. I'm Brian Brender with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The child tax credit returned to the pre-COVID relief amount of $2,000 per child in 2022 and is no longer fully refundable. Eligible families currently get up to $1,600 back, but a bill in Congress could bring that number up to $1,800 for last year's income taxes and up to a full $2,000 in 2025 should it pass through the Senate. With tax season in full swing, many are wondering if they should wait as the credit could increase, but IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel advises to file early and says the IRS will automatically make changes and send an update. Brian Brenberg, Fox News.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
All right, we got the news in a minute coming back. If you're just waking up, you slept in just a smidge. I know the kids, a lot of the kids are off today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if every school district is, but I think so. Anyway, so they got to sleep in a little bit and all of that. Well, we're just happy about the Illini's win that came late last night because of the timing. 9:10 is when it started. Game got over 10:10, 11:10, 11:30
Right,
so.
Right.
And then you're jacked up. I watched the press conference, all of that. And I got a lot more from the press conference. With Brad Underwood, Luke Goody, Marcus Damask, and Coleman Hawkins, all at the presser, and they did their little chair thing.
Yes.
It's just funnier than heck.
I like it.
And they're just all chuckling about it. They're just having fun.
Go Illini.
All right, so we'll get into more of the press conference, and you're always welcome to text in. All of our guests are on the Tabman's Towing phone line. All of our texts come via the Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255. If you want to chime in, any anecdotal things that you picked up from the ballgame.
And the women
night.
Beat Tulsa, so they'll play in Indy on Monday at 4 against Washington State or Toledo.
We'll be right back. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis